The link between dance and the sound of the drum is as old as humankind, but today's artists are finding new ways to renew an age-old partnership, combining genres of movement and dance from different and distant cultures. An upcoming show at UH Manoa combines a variety of traditional and contemporary dance styles with the sound and spectacle of the taiko drum. Betsy Fisher is the director and Kenny Endo the drum master, and both are with us in our studio. Good morning. Thanks both of you for coming.
Aloha.
Good morning.
Betsy, I'm seeing more and more mergers of art forms that didn't used to be merged, right? Taiko drum and contemporary dance used to exist in kind of separate silos, if you will.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, one thing interesting about this particular concert is I'm not sure it could happen many other places in the world.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because we have access to Kenny, for one thing, right?
Yeah. He's definitely unique in the world.
What is it about that particular style of drumming that speaks to you as a choreographer?
Well, the soul of it, perhaps. Also, the action that the drummers take to make the sound, mm-hmm. to me, is an inspiration. The lines they create through their bodies when they strike the drums, and how that can be transferred onto the floor in full body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's a visual, this isn't just a sonic phenomenon, right?
It's
visual.
Definitely, it's both. It's both. And there's its own drama involved.
Yeah.
Not narrative, but its own intensity that I really love.
Kenny, you've obviously studied this for a very long time. How important is the spectacle of taiko?
Well, traditionally, taiko is used as an accompaniment to dance and theater, to religious ceremonies, to festivals. And in the 1950s, a art form called kumidaiko, which is the drums themselves, as a performance art. And since that has happened, people have become more aware of their stance and more aware of how they approach the drum. Mm-hmm. So a lot of taiko groups, it's definitely a visual spectacle to see, and as well as music.
Yeah. Well, it makes a very complete sort of performance experience. And for you, Betsy, as a choreographer, you have to think in terms of meter, right? When those beats are coming, how many beats happen, what the count is.
Absolutely. And that's true with any piece of music, but with taiko, because it's so strong, you know, mm-hmm. you have to groove with it. On the other hand, you have to meet it. You can't be subservient to it,
mm-hmm.
Choreographically or as a dancer. So you need to meet that strength and intensity choreographically and kinetically.
I like that. The idea of being subservient to the rhythm would just be being entirely literal. When a drum gets hit, a body moves.
Well,
you want to comment beyond that, don't you?
Yeah, it would be dancing to the music instead of with, mm-hmm. as an equal partner.
That's a good point, because successful choreography has a flow that doesn't just illustrate the beats you're hearing. It sort of illustrates, perhaps, and comments upon the beats.
It certainly can, yeah.
Is that kind of what you strive for?
Yeah, and it, of course it depends which piece, because you can address each piece uniquely.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to not to be under the thumb of the music, but meet the music as an equal partner in conversation.
Well, because as with anything else, you don't want the seams to show, right?
The seams?
You know, just in terms of making it too literal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we call Mickey Mousing, where you just, you know, the music goes fast, the dance goes fast, the music gets quiet, the dance gets quiet, you know. So you want to, sometimes you can do that, but sometimes you can work in counterpoint to that.
Yeah. Mickey Mousing, I've never heard, I love that term. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Kenny, we were talking earlier about the rhythms of taiko, you know, and here in the West, we have waltz time, 3-4. Most, I'd say 90% of the songs we hear are in 4-4, 6-8. Beyond that, we rarely go. What are the rhythms that are dominant in taiko?
In Japan, traditionally, it's things are usually in four or in eight. Mm-hmm. For example, in no music, which is the no theater, it's based on a system called totan, which is one and two and three and four, five, six, seven, eight. But for example, if I were to say tsuku tsu, tsuku tsu, tsu tsu, ten, ten. But the way they do it in no theater is that was played very metronomically, but I'm going to do it stretching and pulling the rhythm quick. So I'm going to play the exact same thing with the use of voice. Ho! Yo! Ho! Yo! So that was eight.
Wow.
But typically in a festival, for example, a piece called Mikoshi Bayashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So that would be more of a straight.
That was pretty close to a Western sounding eighth note rhythm, wasn't it?
Right.
For you as a choreographer, Betsy, I can really see where that would generate a number of options for you, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about one of the dances in this upcoming show where actually you have different dancers on the stage obeying different rhythmic counts. So some of the dancers were in a four and some were in a three.
Yeah, yeah. That's a piece choreographed by Yuki Shiroma. Mm-hmm. Wonderful contemporary choreographer who's also deeply, deeply knowledgeable about classical Okinawan dance. And so she does an incredible job using some of those sensibilities and applying her contemporary dance skill to that. And in this section, Kenny, you want to play that rhythm?
Oh, sure.
And so she has her dancers, some different groups on stage, doing a stepping pattern. Some of the dancers in fours and some of the dancers in threes. So you see this visual manifestation of that three and four mm-hmm. that is embedded in the eight.
The great thing about having two different polyrhythms like that going at the same time is that they intersect at different points along the way. Right?
Yeah, they phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much, both of you, for talking with us. It really sounds like a great show. Betsy Fisher is the director of Taiko Drum and Dance Hana Ho and the choreographer of some of the works in the program. She's the chair of the UH Manoa Department of Theater and Dance and a professor of dance there since 1994. Kenny Endo is a Taiko drum master who was the first foreigner to be honored with a Natori, a stage name in Japanese classical drumming. The show will be performed the next two weekends at the Kennedy Theater main stage on the UH Manoa campus.